Well, good morning, Sower Nation, and Happy New Year. It is January the 1st in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, I've missed you, and I'm glad to be back. And we're entering into this New Year, New Word series for January. So it's a great time to pray about who you might invite to join us, friends, co-workers, neighbors. This will be the kind of series that a person could jump in at any point, as we'll be kind of moving around through Scripture, not a sequential series. I'll say more about that as we move along. How about we jump right into a prayer of consecration as we enter into this new year, this new calendar year? Are you ready? Deep breath. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled New Year, New Word. Our text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of our God endures forever. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Happy New Year, and welcome to the New Year, New Word Wake Up Call Challenge. Next to Ephesians 5:14, which we rehearse every day at the top of the order, Isaiah 40, verse 8, may be the core text of the wake up call. It is the stark, naked truth. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. It issues a terse warning and a clarion call without even saying either. What's the warning? Everything you see is coming to nothing save one thing, the word of God. What's the call? Build your life on the one thing that endures forever, the word of God. It stands to reason that anything on that which endures forever, anything built on that which endures forever, will also endure forever. I'm going to say it again. It stands to reason that anything built on that which endures forever will also endure forever. The text also asks a question without asking it. What's the question? How does one build one's life on the one thing that endures forever, the Word of God? We have to get it out of the bindings of a book and into our lives. The Bible contains 782,815 words, arranged into 31,102 verses, coming together into 1,189 chapters, intricately arranged into 66 books. It was written over a period of 1,500 years on three different continents and in three different languages, at least. Here's the most amazing part. All of it is straight from the mouth of God, and all of it tells one story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. That's John 1, 1 through 4. I often liken the Word of God to the universe. Every word, a star breathed by God. Every verse, a constellation. Every chapter, its own solar system. Every book, an entire galaxy. And all of it working together as an inspired universe of revelation, intricately and intimately illuminating the nature and name, the character and craft, the goodness and glory of the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever. So how does one build one's life on the one thing that endures forever? One verse at a time. Start with a verse. A constellation of God-breathed words. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a verse for you. I would love to know what it is. You can click on the link I've put in today's entry and share it with me. That is the new year, new word. This will be our January series with the wake-up call. I will be writing on some of these texts sent in by readers while sharing guidance on how we might together build our lives on such forever enduring words from God. One verse at a time. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever. What will be your verse? The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, you are the Word of God made flesh, and as such, you are the light of the world. I want you, like never before, to be the light of my life, the Word of God made flesh in me. Would you lead me to a word from your word? Highlight a verse for me. that it might become, in time, an illuminating constellation of revelation and transformation for my soul. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Let's sing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 I've missed singing that with you all every day. I know some of you've missed it too. And if you're new to the Wake Up Call, you're going to find that we sing on here. And I'll just keep it in front of you. I'm not a singer. I'm a worshiper. I love to sing. I'm not great at it, but I can hold a tune. And there's something about singing, and there's something about singing the old songs, the great hymns of the church. You know, they're being lost in our churches. I love the new song, but there are no songs like the old songs. So we sing hymns every day on here. We'll sing a hymn. And I invite you. I mean, it seems odd to me that I would do this. So, heck, I know it seems odd to you. But God is worth it. He's worth risking the vulnerability of our voices as we sing together to Him. All right, every day we're going to have a journal prompt or two. And here's today's. Will you join us for this new year, new word, journey into 2025? And I'm asking you to send me your verse text once it becomes clear to you. Again, I put another link in the email today, and you can just click on it, take you 30 seconds to tell me who you are and where you are and what's your verse. So they're starting to come in, and this is how we know what God is saying to us, what He's highlighting for us in His Scripture. In a minute, we're going to sing, as I noted, we're going to sing hymn number 102. And that one is, you know what, I think I'm actually just going to call an audible today. Thought we'd sing 102, but I want to go all the way back. Since it's January the 1st, I want us to sing hymn number 1. It's the classic opener to any, at least Methodist hymnal, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Now, we're not all Methodists on here, I know that, and that's great. It's good that we've got all kinds of believers. I think denominations are kind of like Baskin-Robbins in a way, you know, 33 flavors, and they all taste good in their own way. No one flavor can be all things to all people, but guess what they all have in common? They're all ice cream. And, you know, if you open a Baptist hymnal, you're going to get number 1 will always be Holy, Holy, Holy. One of the greatest hits of all time. You open a Methodist hymnal, you're always going to get number 1, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's Charles Wesley, the great poet laureate of the British Awakening in the 18th century, spread all the way to America. That Methodist movement planted a church in every county in America. It's the greatest church planting movement in the history of this country. Many of us are praying we'll see it again in our lifetime. So anyway, if you're new to us, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for joining us and walking with us through the Word of God. The grass withers, friends, and the flower fades, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. Let's sing number 1. And we got a hymnal. You'll see a link in the in the email, put a link in there most every day to what I call our seedbed hymnal. It's called our Great Redeemer's Praise. That's the title track of the whole hymnal. You'll hear it as we sing just now. We'll sing the 7 verses. We may even sing all nine of them. We'll see how we feel. Are you ready? Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. He speaks, and listening to His voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap ye lame for joy. In Christ your head you then shall know, shall feel your sins forgiven, anticipate your heaven below, and own that love is heaven. Look unto Him, ye nations' own, your God, ye fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone, be justified by grace. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. Amen. Now, I should have told you at the top, there's actually 17 verses, I think, that were originally written for that psalm. We just did 9 of them, guys, on New Year's Day, a 9-verse hymn. We all get a gold star. Well, I'd like to thank Ivan Philby for his excellent work with the wake-up call for the last days between Christmas here and New Year's Day. They were so good on the Magi and prophecy. I want to thank Mark Sorensen, senior pastor of the Woodlands Methodist Church, for his good work on the wonder of it all with Advent. And now we are embarked into a new year, and it's my joy and privilege to walk it with you. So each morning, we'll meet here, we'll gather our seeds, and then we'll hit the fields to sow for awakening. And that's about where we're about to go right now. Grab your seeds, friends. Lots of souls on these fields today. Lots of soils. Let's go out there and sow for awakening. I'll see you on the field. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.